Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. You know, they come in for a counseling appointment and he throws her under the bus to say it's her fault we're late. And you challenge him on that. But then you turn to the wife to say, but you're also dishonoring him because he hates to be late. Now, he's wrong to throw you under the bus. He's wrong to get an attitude towards you. But you're totally disregarding the fact that he hates to be late. I love that example because you put it on both of them. And that is often, if not usually, the case, isn't it?
It is. And what I was doing was calling both of them to learn how to cherish each other. What I said to him, for the listeners that haven't read it, obviously, it came in. They were late. He goes, just want you to know I was here 5 minutes early. The reason we're late is, you know, Rosa was late. And she just said, thanks for throwing me under the bus. And these things had come up. So I just decided we needed to deal with it. And I just said to him, look, you might not even remember my name in 5 years. And tonight, you're going to be thinking about your life. I'm going to be thinking about mine. But you said what you said because you wanted me to think well of you. But you don't live with me. You live with Rosa. You should be thinking, how do I affirm her and support her in such a way that she's going to feel protected? And I said, if you would have just said, I'm sorry we're late, Rosa would have thought, wow, you know, he took one for me. And she's going to feel that much closer to you. But then I had to go to Rosa, and I said, Rosa, you know how you felt when he threw you under the bus? She goes, yes. I go, that's how he feels when you make him late. The way he was raised, he hates being late. He'll never hate not being late. And when you decide you get one more task done or, you know, just wait a little bit more and expect every light to be green to get there, you're putting yourself above him. You're not cherishing your husband. You're cherishing yourself. You're trying to get one more task done. You're not managing your schedule. And so I was just trying to show them how learning to cherish each other is going to make their marriage experience a whole lot more meaningful, more fun, and more intimate.
So good. Here's another excerpt. Gary writes, cherishing calls us to go to war against contempt. That's because cherishing is all about protecting our spouses, their reputation, their personhood, their sense of value and worth. Talk about what it means to go to war against contempt. That's fantastic.
Well, it means that you basically say, that's the real enemy. And here's the thing, and I might step on a few toes here, but Susie, your show does that all the time, so I feel safe with you. But, you know, it's really a temptation sometimes for stronger Christian women when they look down on their husbands for not being as strong as Christians. That can very quickly lead to contempt. And what they don't realize, they're faulting their husband for not being as mature in Christ as they are, but they don't realize that one of the biggest assaults on marriage is the whole notion of contempt that they're leveling against their husband. That in one sense, they're becoming the biggest problem in their marriage. They think the biggest problem right then is their husband isn't mature in the Lord, when some experts in marriage might say one of the biggest problems is that they're expressing contempt for their husband, and that's not a very good climate for a husband to develop or grow.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.